Well, everyone, I am so excited and delighted, Massive, to have on the line with me today not only the Keeper of the Flame, Melvin Seals from JGB, who's going to be performing next week at Mateel Center, but also the directors of Help is on the Way, a wonderful nonprofit center down in Southern Humboldt that's helping the children access music and stuff. So welcome to the show, Melvin, Ilaria, and Jason Ballard.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How's everybody going? Doing?
We're doing great. I'm having a wonderful Irie Sunday. I hope you're having one as well.
Oh, and my God. I'm going to be barbecuing here soon, so.
That's right. It's an extra.
I'm looking forward to that.
That's wonderful. What are you cooking up on the grill, Melvin?
Well, we got some shrimp. We have some filet mignon. We have fish. We have ribs. We have sausage and lean. What don't we have? Maybe we should ask, what do I have?
Okay. You did not come to play with the grill today.
I am not playing with my grill, not today.
I'll be right over. No, that sounds great. You had me at filet.
Yeah, I'm a filet mignon. There are others that love other different style, but I'm just plain a filet mignon.
Wonderful. Yes. I'm right there with you. And a little bit of lobster.
See, now that's what I don't have. I was going to do that. I'm saying, well, I got shrimp. Maybe I don't need to do scallop and lobster. I do have chili and sea bass, but I feel like I'm overkilling.
Well, who's to say, though, right? Well, that sounds wonderful. Bon appetit, Melvin. I hope that sounds wonderful. And Ilaria and Jason are here, and they're the ones that are the directors of Help is on the Way. Could you explain a little bit what Help is on the Way does and what the event this upcoming weekend is all about and how Melvin is involved, et cetera?
Yes. So we are based in Southern Humboldt in Barberville, and like everybody knows, a couple of years ago, a really bad economical crisis kind of started to go down here in the area. And so we decided that the community needed something like good to happen for us. So a couple of years ago, we started this nonprofit, and we called it Hats on the Way. It's a 501c3 nonprofit. And we are developing art and music programs for kids. So 1 year ago, we started to work very hard with the California Bluegrass Association. And finally, last April, we were able to start a club for kids, a bluegrass club for kids. And we called it the ABC, the After School Bluegrass Club. Hmm. So we have been doing classes with 20 kids, two groups of 10 each. And they have been learning to play and sing some songs. They studied Sherry Grove, Hardcore, Cold Corn, and many other songs from the Not For Kids Only album from Jerry and David Grisman.
Right, Garcia and Grisman.
Yes. And we are having so much fun. And then every Friday at the end of the class, we start an open air jam with all the community. Mm. And so now we are 15, 20 people every Friday getting together and playing for a couple hours with the kids. And it has been amazing. Seriously, we are super happy about that.
Yeah.
And so, that's wonderful.
Yeah, we also, of course, we organize some benefit events to raise some funds for our programs. And the next one, is going to be next Friday and Saturday, May 30th and 31st, at the Mateel Community Center in Redway with Melvin Seals and Jerry Garcia Band. And we are super duper excited about that.
We are too, and Melvin's here to help us talk about the show as well. So you'll be on your way up here, Melvin, for Friday and Saturday. And I know you've played a lot up here. You are the Keeper of the Flame, and we just love you up here. It's definitely Grateful Dead country. So what is, do you have a favorite performance from when you've been up here before, or like a cool memory from being up in Humboldt?
Well, I've been up there. I used to come up there so often at that one venue. I can't even call the name of the bar.
Humbrews. Yeah, Humbrews.
Yeah.
I've seen you there so many times.
Yeah. The Material, I think I've been there once or twice now. It's a beautiful place. I love that place. And my God, whoever the cook is make the best salmon in the world.
Oh, that is true. Yes.
And they have some of the best wine there, too. I think the wine is what brings me back up here.
Okay. Well, great. We'll have it all ready for you.
Oh, yeah. I need that wine. It helps me play better.
Oh, okay. Got you. We got you, Melvin.
But I've dialed into my organization, band members, and where we are now, we're the best that we've ever been. And so if they have not seen the show recently, within the last 1 to 2 or 3 years, I'm going to knock their socks off.
We're all right.
Stuff now that's going to be hard for you to sit down on. There's no way you can sit on what I'm going to give you.
Yeah, I remember the last show I seen you at, you were playing some sort of experimental, almost like electronic dance stuff with a couple of your band members. Are you going to bring some of that this time?
I'm gonna bring it all. A lot of stuff. And you're going to say, what the hell? Excuse my expression. But you're going to get everything. I'm going to give you a lot of Jerry, because that's what I do.
Yes.
Some originals, some Grateful Dead. And I bring an overall vibe, some reggae, I do it all.
That's right.
And I write a set list that explores it all. It's not just one thing. So if this song is not your thing, reggae is, it's coming. If you like some rock, some jazz kind of fusion stuff, I do it all.
And Jason, is this welcome to the show, Jason. Is this going to be an all ages affair? So can we bring the whole family, or is it 21 and over? What's the?
No, kids 12 and under free.
Uh-huh.
And then we have a kids corner for our kids to do different kinds of activities, drawing, painting, little crafts and stuff, and then of course 12 and up is need the ticket.
Okay. That's great. That's good to know, because I know sometimes that's what stops some folks from being able to go. Is what do we do with the kids? But if we can bring them along, then it can be a family affair and a whole lot of fun. So
we have three kids too. So it's like whatever we do, any kind of event, we always make sure that it's kid friendly.
That's awesome. You know? Yeah, I've also raised some festival kids over here. Excuse me.
And we will also have some delicious food available for dinners, excellent wine. So, Melvin, be ready.
Yeah, you heard that, Melvin?
I need my wine. They have some of the best wine up there.
That's true.
Good wine for you, for sure.
Yes.
That's so true. I can't wait to hear you play again, Melvin. And it sounds like the new sort of do-over, or what do you call it, renovation you've done on the band. It sounds like you've got a whole bunch of new tricks up your sleeve, which is so cool to hear, because it never gets old watching you. But the fact that you've been putting that little more something into it, it's going to be fire, I think. I'm just really excited to see that. And it's for the children, and it couldn't be for a better cause. Help is on the way. Is a wonderful nonprofit, like I said, down in Southern Humboldt. Ilaria and Jason Ballard are the co-directors of it. And Melvin Seals and the JGB band will be down here Friday and Saturday, this coming up May 30th and 31st. Make sure you get your tickets. Oh, could you let them know where they could get the tickets? Online or are there?
Tickets are available online, on Eventbrite, at the Material Community Center, or at the door.
Perfect. Well, give so much thanks, Melvin and Jason and Ilaria. Is there anything else anyone wants to add that I might have forgotten to mention?
Yes. So Friday night, both nights, doors are at 6, and the 6:30 Friday night, the after-school bluegrass club kids will play a few songs for us. And I'm super excited about that. They will open for the Melvin Silt and the Jerry Garcia band.
Mm-hmm.
And great. Then we also have after and pre-parties during the weekend. We have another awesome band from Eureka coming down. The name is Rosewater.
Oh, Rosewater. Yeah, they're excellent. Yes. Mm-hmm.
They are going to play an after party at Ras Rail. Ras Rail.
So there's an after party and a pre party at the Brass Rail with Rosewater. And they're really popular up here. I'm based in Eureka. They're super popular up here. They're considered the best dead cover band we have. Mm-hmm.
After party Friday night, 11 p.m., 2 a.m., and then pre-party Saturday afternoon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., and then another after party Saturday night, 11 p.m., 2 a.m. And this venue is across the street from the Matil, so there is no driving, not you gotta just exit the Matil, cross the street, and you are at the Rosewater show.
At the Brass Rail, perfect.
Yes, and tickets are available at the door.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much, Jason Ilaria, and thank you so much, Melvin, for taking the time out to reason with us today on iRadina's Rocksteady in the Redwoods. I really appreciate you, and I hope you have an excellent day.
Hey, likewise. I appreciate everything. We'll see you up there. Tell the fans to come on out so I can rock their world.
We sure will. Thank you so much again, everyone.
Thank you, Melvin. Thank you for the... See you, too. Bye.
Yeah, I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, everybody.